Hundreds of people in Colorado have been evacuated because of wildfires near Denver and Loveland. Lightning is the suspected cause of at least one of those fires. Earlier in the season, a prescribed burn started a wildfire near Los Alamos, New Mexico. It was set by the National Park Service to clear out thickets of brush and small trees. It was supposed to prevent a larger fire. The federal government banned prescribed fires for a month following that. That ban was lifted this week, except for the National Park Service. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the Park Service may share blame for the failures of its employees.
New Mexico Congresswoman Heather Wilson sat stone-faced and stunned as she addressed a congressional hearing last week and the human failure in the prescribed fire last month at Bandelier National Monument.
The plan was flawed. The higher-ups rubber-stamped it. The burn boss was not qualified to do a fire this big. He didn't have enough people to do the job. The backup plan was called for, they didn't arrange to have the stuff there. They didn't get the weather reports. They didn't use the checklist. And they didn't listen to anyone else's concerns and second-guess their own judgments. And all of this next to a town and on the perimeter of a nuclear weapons laboratory.
Wilson then implied there's institutional failure as well.
All of this suggests an attitude problem in the National Park Service. And it almost certainly requires a change in the culture of the National Park Service.
One of the troubling things about the fire at Bandelier that scoured out Los Alamos was that it was really one of two fires that this agency, the Park Service, had set, the other being in the north rim of Grand Canyon. That also escaped.
Stephen Pine is a historian at Arizona State University who focuses on wild and prescribed fire.
And that suggests that indeed there was something systemic at work, that the same agency in widely scattered areas under extreme conditions would be willing to set off a fire, whereas the agencies around them were not.
Pine supports prescribed fire, but he believes it's overused, especially in the National Park Service, which almost tripled the acreage it deliberately burned in the last 4 years. Spending for prescribed fire more than doubled.
I think that gives an added incentive to sort of push for fire, even under circumstances where it seems it may not belong.
The pressure to burn comes from Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt, who touts the widely accepted belief that prescribed fire is desperately needed. Decades of wildfire suppression left millions of acres of forest, park, and rangeland primed for catastrophic fire. Controlled burns reduce the risk. Stephen Pine.
And I'm concerned that a lot of small units in particular who are keen to get into the game and participate and have classroom training and some field experience, don't have enough to really do this right.
A former national park manager familiar with the prescribed fire program puts it this way. We bite off more than we can chew, he says. We've set the bar pretty high, but we don't have the training, expertise, or experience to do it safely. And to be really good at it, he adds, it has to be all you do. The Park Service admits that adequate expertise is a problem. Dick Barr is one of the agency's top prescribed fire managers.
Yes, we're taking on challenges that we haven't dealt with in our comfort zone that we've been working in before. And unfortunately, we have a lot of people that haven't dealt in these realms.
The problem, Barr says, is that older and experienced fire managers are leaving, just as the demand for new people and more training and experience escalate. At the same time, prescribed fires are becoming more difficult to manage in some park areas.
We've finished the areas where we're dealing with the lower complexity, lower risk situations, and we're now entering into a new realm where it takes more people, it takes more time, and so yeah, we're taking on more complex fires. But with that, we've also increased the staffing and the support to those areas.
Teams of prescribed fire specialists are based at national park areas around the country. One of those teams, based at Bandelier National Monument, set the blaze that led to the Los Alamos disaster. Mike Long helped investigate that fire. Long manages wild and prescribed fire for the state of Florida.
Prescribed burning and reintroduction of fire into the ecosystem has become a major focus when maybe it's not the only answer.
Long believes the Park Service could clear some overgrown places more safely by using handsaws and chainsaws instead of fire. But he acknowledges that's difficult due to the Park Service mandate to protect natural features in natural ways.
They've got to try not to use any more mechanical means of getting back to a natural state, and that makes it a lot more complex and difficult for them. The expense of mechanically going in and reducing fuels, it's a very expensive process, and it's not part of what would be considered a natural process.
All this puts the Park Service in a difficult position. It's pressured to set fires, but may not have the resources to handle them. Its mandate keeps it focused on fire when alternatives might be safer. The Park Service notes that it's not as unsafe as it might seem. Agency statistics show only a tiny fraction of prescribed fires escape, and even fewer cause serious damage. But it takes only one dramatic exception to raise serious questions. The questions are legitimate, says Dick Barr of the National Park Service, but he warns about overreacting and severely limiting prescribed fire.
People have a tendency to pass it off to the next generation. Well, you can only do that for so long, and sooner or later it's going to catch up to you. You know, we can't exclude fire forever.
The use of prescribed fire in national park areas is now the focus of an independent review. A preliminary report is expected by the end of the year. In the meantime, a ban on the practice continues indefinitely for the National Park Service. Howard Berkus, NPR News.